I would like to welcome you all here today to St. Mary's Church, Limavady, as we gather to pray the Rosary as a parish on this, the 13th day of October 2013, the anniversary of the last apparition in Fatima. We come uniting ourselves to Pope Francis, who will consecrate the world to Our Lady of Fatima today in Rome, praying for peace and asking that the Mother of God will continue to guide the Church in these times. When Our Lady appeared in Fatima in 1917, she asked that all people should pray the Rosary so that we can have peace in our hearts, in our homes, in our communities, and in our world. The great Irish priest, Father Patrick Peyton, often said that the family that prays together stays together. And so today, we will also consecrate our parish to Our Lady of Fatima, praying for peace, unity, and joy in our homes and families. We pray that through the praying of the Rosary, we will grow ever closer to our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Thou, O Lord, will open our lips. Inclined unto our aid, O God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. We pray for the intentions of our Holy Father, Pope Francis. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of their mercy.
Mary found the angel Gabriel's message difficult. She said, "How can this come about since I have no knowledge of man?" Maybe we find it difficult to believe that God could have such a great plan for us, to bring Jesus to others and bring others to Jesus by becoming more and more like Jesus and living his values. We are aware of our limitations and weaknesses, and maybe sometimes we find it hard to believe that we could do much for God. Maybe sometimes we wonder about the meaning of life and are stunned to think that God values us so highly and we could make the lives of others more meaningful. If we have fears and doubts, let us share them now with God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
Second joyful mystery, the Visitation. We know that as soon as Mary heard that she was going to be the Mother of God, she did not begin to become absorbed in herself. She immediately went to her cousin Elizabeth, who was also going to have a child. Elizabeth was older than Mary and therefore would need more help. So filled with selfless love, Mary went to serve. We pray that for that same grace in our lives, that we can see the needs of others and go and help them out, and that we do not become absorbed in selfishness.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
Joyful mystery, the birth of Jesus in the stable. As we look on baby Jesus, we think of the mystery of God's love for us. Why did God, who is almighty and all-powerful, become small and powerless as a baby? Quite simply, out of love for us. God became human so that we might become more like God. Jesus, if you had not come as a human like us, we might have had difficulty in believing that God really loved us. But now we know for sure. John the Evangelist says, "This is a revelation of God's love for us, that God sent his only Son into the world that we might have life through him." Let us thank God for revealing his love for us in Jesus, that he who is so big and powerful became so small and weak for us, that he became one of us to help us be more like him and to have life through him.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of child Jesus in the temple. In this mystery, we see the presence of the just man, St. Joseph. Although Joseph was not the biological father of Jesus, He was a true father to Jesus. When Jesus was found in the temple, Mary said to Jesus, "Your father and I have been looking for you." We can imagine the love and affection between Joseph and Jesus, and between Joseph and Mary. We can imagine the pain that he must have suffered when Simeon told Mary that Jesus would be a sign that would be opposed, and that a sword would pierce Mary's soul. We can imagine the difficult decisions Joseph had to make when he took Mary and Jesus to Egypt for safety to preserve their lives. We ask St. Joseph, the model of fatherhood, to help us make just decisions in our lives, as he did in his, and to help us in times of difficulty.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. The Holy Family was a family with special grace, but yet a family with trials. Every family has particular graces and blessings, and every family also has difficulties and crosses. The Holy Family is a model for families, because despite their many trials, and there were many, as we know from reading the Gospels, the family remained faithful, loving, and united. It is good to pray today to the Holy Family, to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, asking them to help our families persevere through their trials, just as the Holy Family persevered. For the encouragement of families today, I want to share with you words that we first heard our Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, on the day he left Ireland on October 1st, 1979. Much of his homily in Limerick was giving encouragement to families, and in particular to parents. The Pope said, "To all I say, revere and protect your family and your family life, for the family is a primary field of Christian action for the Irish laity, the place where your royal priesthood is chiefly exercised. The Christian family has been in the past Ireland's greatest spiritual resource.
Modern conditions and social changes have created new patterns and new difficulties for family life and for Christian marriage. I want to say to you, do not be discouraged. Do not follow the trends where a close-knit family is seen as outdated. The Christian family is more important for the church and for our society today than ever before.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry for banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may meditate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. May the divine assistance remain always with us, and may the souls of the faithful departed, to the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in our hour of conflict. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God restrain him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust Satan down to hell, and with them all the evil spirits wandering through the world, through their wounds. Amen. O angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. The Prayer of Consecration. Virgin of Fatima, Mother of Mercy, Queen of Heaven and Earth, today we consecrate to you our parish and we pray for your maternal protection. We unite ourselves to our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and to all faithful ministers of the Gospel of Christ in the Church. We pray for the gift of peace in our hearts, in our homes and in our families, that you may bestow upon our families the gift of prayer, for the family that prays together stays together. We ask for the strengthening of the virtues of faith, hope and love in our daily parish life, and that your Son Jesus will always be the true treasure of our lives. We ask for your protection against all evil, and that we will be with you for all eternity. We ask this in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.